everybody. I'm glad you all are able to join me today. This show is titled Working on Making It Better, and it's going to be a bi-weekly show. If this is your first time listening, hey, I want to welcome you. I welcome all concerns and ways to make working on making it better, better. We'll be talking in each show on different topics and things to help make life better. And you can contact me at www.bartfortenberrymusic.com and also on my Facebook page and Instagram. I'll be introducing new Christian singers and songwriters and musicians in the future, and we'll have other guests as well. And if you're a Christian singer, songwriter, and interested in being on the show, just send me an email and I will get back in touch with you. And if you'd like for me to come and sing or speak or both at your event, church, whatever it may be, you can go to my website, Facebook or Instagram, and contact me from one of those sites. Before we get started, I want to play a song for you by a young fella. His name is Ryan Watkins. So go check him out at RyanWatkinsMusic.com. So here it is. Well, today we're going to be talking about even skunks have a purpose. So you're saying, where in the world did you come up with that? Well, the church I go to, we had some skunk problems. the skunk was come and got up in a drain line, and I guess over time, you know, with the spraying, and I think it died inside the pipe. But I know there's about a month there that every Sunday we had to go out into the fellowship hall to have service. And because the smell was just so bad, and even today it's still bad. Not as bad as it was, but it's like it's just lingering. But we've been able to cope. But I started thinking, you know, everybody was, you know, was talking about, man, you know, we need to get rid of them skunks. So I thought, why in the world, what's the purpose of a skunk? So I looked it up. Well, skunks are often considered pests. They're best known for their primary defense mechanism, a spray of foul-smelling musk that burns the eyes and can be difficult to remove, which I'm sure all y'all know that. They also sometimes dig holes in yards to find food and may transmit rabies to other organisms. Despite their poor reputations, skunk serves a valuable function in the ecosystem, as do all organisms. Skunks, they eat both plants and other animals. Insects make up about 70% of a skunk's diet. Skunks also eat other animals that humans consider pests, such as mice, rats, moles, ground squirrels. They also eat bees by scratching on beehives, then swatting down the bees that come out to investigate and eating them. Skunks sometimes eat dead animals. And skunks, they don't have many natural predators because of their effective defense mechanism, that foul-smelling thing that everybody knows about. Most would-be predators are blinded by the spray and will not attack skunks after being sprayed, which, you know, I'm sure that, hey, I'd run too. But I've added this in there. I think their biggest predator is the cars, because how many times you go down the road and smell a skunk? But when skunks die in the wild, their bodies decompose. Their carcasses feed the bacteria that consume their tissues. They also return the basic elements of life, including water, carbon, phosphorus, and nitrogen, back to the environment. These processes serve to recycle the elements that compose all organisms and ensure the continued survival of the ecosystem. So you see, we all have a purpose. Even skunks have a purpose. You see, even a hammer was designed for a purpose, meaning it was designed to hammer a nail, right? And what about a fish? A fish, its purpose was, it was meant to swim. So what's your purpose? How do you know how to find your purpose? Well, it begins with the Word of God in the Scripture. It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." First and foremost, we have to decide that we are going to trust God to guide us and meet our needs. You see, God wants us to have a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, it says, "This is good and pleases God our Savior, for He wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth." You see, Scripture will help us find that purpose in our life if we just read it. As it says in Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And then if we pray and ask Him to show us and guide us, as it says in James chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him." So what motivates you? You know, what, something that you like doing, what does people say that you're good at to find that purpose? In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." So whatever your purpose is, how will it affect people's lives? You know, maybe you can serve others. You know, find that purpose, find that opportunity where you can serve people. Maybe you're good at teaching. You know, maybe that's something that you're good at. You know, what about encouraging people? Maybe you're good at encouraging people. What about giving? You know, some people is being blessed with the knack for making money. Have you ever thought about giving back to help other people in need that's less fortunate? What about leading people? What about, you know, being in the leadership position? Maybe you're good at leading people. You know, there's different things that you can do to help lead people and guide people, you know, in their life. What about showing mercy? Do you have feelings for people in need? You see, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10, it says, "Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, rebuke and expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But when the light shines on them, it becomes clear how evil these things are. And where your light shines, it will expose their evil deeds." You see, don't get mixed up following the wrong things or letting somebody guide you down that wrong path. Make sure that whatever you do is pleasing to God. Because that's what He wants for us. He wants us to be pleasing to Him. So that means He's given us all a purpose to please Him. And we just got to search and find it. He don't make it difficult, but we have to look for it in our hearts and from other people. But we have to make sure that if it comes from other people, that it's not leading you down the wrong path. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "So be careful how you live, not as fools, but as those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity for doing good in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but try to understand what the Lord wants you to do." You see, our purpose is to please God. And if you realize that, then we can find our purpose, how to live our life out for Him. See, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, "Our purpose is to please God, not people. He is the one who examines the motives of our heart." So even skunks have a purpose, and so do you. So remember that God's ultimate purpose for all of us is that He be glorified and that the message of His love and kingdom be advanced to everyone. So until next time, I hope you will be working on making it better. He's working on making it better. He is worth